When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Philip Payton Russell. This is Sean and RJ, along with Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. This is the commercial-free expressway on DFW Sports Station. Rhett Lashley, SMU head coach at 8 o'clock this morning. Babe Laufenberg previews the armpit at 8:40. And again, that Papa Roach ticket giveaway is coming up at some point in time this hour at 877-881-1053. But I guess we should start with a new possible left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, Bob?
Yeah, so Awesome Richards had to start last weekend against Philadelphia and played pretty well overall. And he's somebody, this is twice now in the last month or so where we've been under the impression that Tyler Guyton was going to play or maybe he had an injury, but it didn't seem super limiting. And all of a sudden, then we roll out there with a different left tackle. It was Tyler Smith at first. I think that was the Lions game. And then it was Awesome Richards this past weekend. So there's been a struggle for Tyler Guyton in terms of really finding his groove, finding his mojo there at left tackle. It's not been consistent at all. So yesterday, Mike McCarthy was asked about some of the depth they have there at left tackle and some of what they're getting back now that Chuma Edoga has entered his 21-day window to get activated off of IR. And it sounds like we might have a little bit of a competition at left tackle.
Balance, it's great. It's healthy. Healthy competition is always good. You know, Chuma's coming back today too. So just to see, the four tackles get out there and compete, I think it'll be really good for us.
I'll be honest. I don't think Mike McCarthy ever wanted to start Tyler Guyton. I don't think, and I think it shows in the way that he's been calling plays this year. He clearly doesn't trust having, I don't think he's against Tyler Guyton. I don't think he thinks poorly of him. I just think he doesn't trust putting his,
is it like a Rick Carlisle-esque young player thing like years ago with the Mavs?
I think it's just he knew he was probably going to start an inexperienced center. And I just think he felt like, I don't want to throw a left tackle out there too that doesn't have experience in this and that we're going to have to kind of bring along. And I think it's been reflected in the play calling. The play calling looks like a guy who is concerned about his offensive line protecting his quarterback.
How bad is the Cowboys' offensive line on the year? A grade for the unit. You can get the PFF stuff, analytics stuff. What grade would you give the unit?
Obviously, I don't know from top 30, like all 32 teams how they're playing. I'll say this, is that every game I watch of them, I feel like the other team's got a better offensive line.
What's
basically
your point?
So I mean, this has been a,
like, at best C minus.
Yeah, that's probably the top end. C minus, closer to D probably.
I'll just give you the team win rates.
Yeah, this is for passing and rush.
Mm-hmm.
Like blocking for both.
Pass block win rate is 59%, which is 16th, and then the run block win rate is 72%, which is 15th. So for reference, so
that's right there, middle of the pack O-line.
Middle of the pack. And like for
you
reference,
you would think the run block would be worse.
So the pass block win rate is also going to be about how quick is the ball coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So if McCarthy's trying to mitigate some of that and just say three-step drop, get the ball out, or quick screens, the fact that they're 16th in win rate while getting the ball out as quickly as they have is also probably not a great sign about how they're playing.
Kansas City is 5th and 1st. Detroit is 9th and 6th. Denver is 1st and 7th. You know, so yeah, like Minnesota's 7th and 17th. Philadelphia's 2nd pass, 11th rush. So, you know, they're mid, I mean, mid-pack, you can generally, you do fine with. You don't want to be really, really bad. That's the thing.
Micah Parsons was letting it fly yesterday on social media. Just sitting back, apparently nothing else to do, but firing off sports opinions. He's the new Dez Bryant here when it comes to Will McClay being the Will McClay of players with draft analysis. Someone said, well, it was Marcus Mosier tweeted, assuming Travis Hunter is out of the equation, my favorite pick for the Cowboys in round one is Luther Burden, the third Missouri wide receiver. Micah responded to that and said, give me Anthony Hill from Texas with Demu, Jalen Walker, or my favorite, Abdul Carter. And I sent that right over to Bobby while he was doing his Cowboys show last night with Nate Newton.
Yeah, Anthony Hill, awesome. Really good player. Is going to be a stud. Going to need to wait a year because Anthony Hill's not even eligible to be drafted yet. Abdul Carter, I'm not surprised. He loves him. Penn State guy. That's going to be part of the connection there. But no, it's Micah, I think, has lost the ability to scout players or pick players for them after the Mozzie Smith pick has gone the way it was, because he wasn't just pumped about Mozzie Smith. It wasn't just like, oh, I want Mozzie Smith. It was he jumped up and started losing his mind and no more quarterback sneaks, AJ Brown. Y'all aren't doing that ever again.
Well, that was his last tweet of the night. When Mozzie becomes great because he is on his way, all of you will owe me an apology. Hashtag believe.
Okay. Then don't get mad when somebody brings that tweet back to you if Mozzie Smith gets cut in a year and a half. Don't be upset when somebody goes, all right, well, here's your receipt. Are you gonna address this? Because I'm sure he'll get worked up by that.
Micah talking about how to team build. So he's got college eval, current player eval, and team building tweets. Defense, and I think you can take this one. Defense wins championships. Build this defense while we got young superstar. We will win more games holding teams to 20 or less points than offensive shootouts. Facts. Is that another little side swipe at quarterback? I don't know. But just the premise of defense wins championships. Build this team. A little message for your front office. We need to hold teams under 20.
I mean, it's just the problem is it's just impossible to do in the modern era, really. You know, to hold teams under 20 consistently.
Unless you're playing the Cowboys each week.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, if you had to give me a choice.
Is it in today's NFL? I'm about to give you the answer.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you gave me a choice in the regular season, would I rather have the best offense or the best defense? I'm taking the best offense every time. Now, in the playoffs, I'd rather have the top defense.
Okay. I agree.
Right, just because, like, the game, cold weather.
Yeah.
Everything changed in the postseason. Possession shrink. You know, give me a team that can get a start.
How many teams do you think are holding others under 20 on the year?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't look at the computer, Bob.
I'm not. No, I'm just looking at Dallas's schedule. Under 20.
Roughly throughout the league.
We'll say 6.
I was going to say 7.
9.
Hmm.
Chargers are giving up 13 a game. No one has talked about their defense. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Denver, Kansas City, Philly, Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo. All giving up 19 or less. So it can be done.
Nate Newton, last night we were doing Cowboys crosstalk, and Nate had mentioned that Dave Wannstedt used to come to them and say, like, he would tell them what he felt they needed that week. So he'd come and be like, I need y'all to just get me 23. Or, like, I need y'all to get me 21 this week. If you do that, we can hold him to this, and that's where it's at. Kenny Gant had said that, that's who we had on last night as the guest. He said that their goal every week was 17 points. If you hold them to 17 points on defense, then they felt like they were going to win every football game. And, yeah, if Dallas had held all their opponents this year to 17 points in every single game, then Dallas's record is 7-2. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the defensive part of that is going to be big, because even with as much struggles as they've had, they've been able to get up to roughly the 20-point threshold in most of their games.
Will people take this, and by people on television here in about 30 minutes, will people take this as Micah calling out, or, you know, if LeBron came out and said, we need a power forward, mm-hmm. that would be spun and taken, you know, pretty seriously as LeBron's calling out the front office. He's telling Rob Pelinka, mm-hmm. he's telling the GM what we need. Will people look at this like that or no?
I don't think
Micah
so.
Says so much, I'm not really taking it like that.
Yeah, he's always talking. He's always weighing in. I don't think it'll be taken that way. But I mean, they're desperate for content on the Cowboys. They keep looking for anything they can. So they very well could take this and go, there it is. So
speaking of, and Rex Ryan will be all over this clip today. speaking of building through the draft, Ashton Jeanty sat down and was asked, perfect world, perfect scenario, who would draft you?
If I could script it, my family's all in Texas. Okay. Family being there, all the connections, all the relationships, I feel like that would just be the perfect city to play in.
Jerry Jones, make the call.
Hey, you know what to do,
Jerry
man.
Jones, make the call.
So Bassick, sick, demented. I'm used to saying Bobby was sick and demented. Bassick's sick and demented wish for the Cowboys was for them to get like the fifth pick. And they draft Jeanty at 5, pick, have that selection with all these issues.
Oh, my God.
And draft a running back at 5 just to watch the implosion.
Oh.
That's a Bassick.
Jenty's going to be, I mean, he's a good player. There's no doubt his talent. If he played for a Power 5 program, I think he might actually be leading the Heisman race over Travis Hunter just because he's averaging a first down every time he touches the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. But, you know, they don't give the Heisman Trophy to Group of 5 players.
The fifth pick in the draft this past year, because those are obviously slotted, the fifth pick in the draft this year was an average salary of $8.2 million. So, I mean, essentially, if you do get... This is why I do understand the thought process a little bit when it comes to running backs and drafting them in the first round. I do understand the thought process that says the one time where you're going to get your bang for your buck is their first 5 years anyway. So why not pay the Derrick Henry rates or whatever else during that period where you're going to get them playing as effectively as they are? Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, which, by the way, Bijan Robinson was Barry Sanders, brought us, right, it said.
Absolutely, yeah.
Brought us, did say that he thinks Ashton Jeanty's a better player coming out right now than Bijan was.
Whoa!
So, Ashton Jeanty's a really, really good football player, and there's a lot to really like about him, and he would be terrifying if you threw him in New York or something. If the Giants were to draft him, that'd be kind of a pain to deal with for the Cowboys over the next several years.
I know it's terrible because people go to places for different reasons. I do wonder, though, like, why would he have gone to Boise?
Boise recruits North Texas really well.
I know. And North Texas apparently recruits Boise players really well in the draft. but I just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just something doesn't pass the smell test.
What is the early book on this draft?
Quarterback is not... It's not a great quarterback draft is the big thing. I think the thought process right now is that it's pretty top heavy. Receivers, again, it's going to be another good year for receiver depth. Every year it feels like they're talking about, receiver stretches deep into the third round, fourth round.
I'll tell you, this is why if you were going to sign one of them, it would have been Micah over CD. The replacement cost is so much easier to replace a wide receiver.
Mm.
It is. The only thing about replacing somebody like CD is, I think they look at it as like, we've already invested in Dak. We're investing in that as a coupling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they threw the money at it that they did, because I think they've had Look at Tolbert didn't work out as well as they thought. They thought they had a beat on Gallup. Like, they've had some guys that they thought were good third, fourth, fifth round receivers that were going to contribute for them, and they haven't yet.
They need a neighborhood watch in Kansas City because of this crazy story of Mahomes and Kelce.
I was on Kansas City radio yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, Carrington Harrison. Yeah.
Oh, 6'10", my old spot.
All right.
They talk about me whatsoever? Or did you leave me out like you did your Barrett Sports interview?
I didn't leave you out of that, okay? They Dan left Patrick you interview. Out.
Or the Dan Patrick interview.
Right. I said your name with Dan Patrick.
I don't think so. I listened to it.
I thought I did.
The homes of Mahomes and Kelce were burglarized last month. Back to back. Now, because it's Kansas and Missouri, it's two different police departments apparently getting involved. But this was after midnight on October 6th. Kelce's home was burglarized the next day on the 7th. $20,000 in cash. Now, if I told you one of the players had $20,000 in cash in their home.
Oh, it's Kelce.
Why do you say that?
Because he just seems like, I don't trust banks. He keeps his money under his mattress.
Yeah, it was Kelce. He had $20,000 in cash stolen from his home and then Mahomes' house. Now, my immediate thought was they must have been out of town. It must have been a road game. No. The break-ins happened the day before the Chiefs' home win over the Saints on October 7th. And Taylor Swift, by the way, was also at that game. No injuries reported in either case. Mahomes didn't want to talk about it too much. Ongoing investigation. So someone clearly targeting.
Yeah.
Like, and then as a burglar, first off, how is anyone robbing anyone nowadays with the home security, DFW security?
Oh, yeah.
How is anyone doing that? And then someone's like, I'm going to hit Mahomes and Kelce back-to-back nights while they're playing home games.
Home games. Yeah, they had to know that there was an event that they had to go to that night.
Right.
Or, you know, remember the Bling Ring? Remember the Bling Ring?
No,
this was they were robbing all the celebrity houses back in like 2010.
Yeah, there's like a Netflix or something on that.
And the reason they found out is because all these celebrities, this is when like Twitter first started, and all these celebrities like Paris Hilton would be like, going here tonight, and then you're going there. Okay, well, cool. I know your house is open now.
Right.
And that was how the Bling Ring got started. But yeah, nowadays. Yeah, that was 08, 09, whatever. Now that everyone has a Ring doorbell camera or something.
This is a worst nightmare situation for me. Who has been robbed or burglarized? And did you feel like you had to leave the house? I've never been.
My car broken into.
Yeah.
Twice.
Really? At your home?
One time was at my house.
Did you have footage?
No, this is like 07.
Yeah.
I don't know if I left the door unlocked or what. I had to have because there was no breaking and entering. But they took my iPod shuffle and my radar detector.
Radar detector.
And my sunglasses. And then another time I was at lunch in Arlington. I was working at ESPN and we come out of lunch. We was in the parking lot. We come out of lunch and my back window was smashed in and they just grabbed my backpack.
Dang.
Which I didn't have a computer or anything. So jokes on them.
We had a friend of my dad's who he had worked with previously had moved to town and didn't have anywhere to stay. And so he had stayed with us for a little bit. And when he left, we then went to a wedding in Abilene for a family member or something like that. And while we were gone, apparently one of the neighbors saw he had come back and had gone in the house because he knew we were gone and took some stuff. I don't know. I don't even remember what he took. It wasn't like a bunch of big stuff, but that's the closest. And I mean, it is burglary. It feels a little different because it was a friend who just knew, oh, they're gone. I'm going to go in there and just kind of go through stuff.
Yeah. Pepe?
House has never been broken into. My parents' car got broken into on vacation. Obviously, it was in San Francisco, but yeah.
He's got the moat in Rockwall. Like, he doesn't have to worry about people being able to cross over and get in.
But that's lucky, though. I mean, I'm talking about like coming home, door kicked in, smashed in, and then not knowing if you can go back there and sleep there.
Nothing like that. But I mean, just even hearing this story, it does give you flashbacks to the whole Sean Taylor situation, which is, it was something where they thought, oh, Washington's out of town, he'll be out of town. And he wasn't because he was injured. And I mean, it's a scary thing that people have, you know, they get those sort of things. Pop Smoke, when he was killed a couple of years ago, it's because he had an Airbnb address on his Instagram story that somebody saw it and they targeted him and they went after him. It's terrifying.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.